from St. Louis Public Radio. This is the Politically Speaking Hour on St. Louis on the Air. I'm Jason Rosenbaum. In the last segment, we heard Democratic U.S. Senate nominee Lucas Coontz mention his memorable clash with GOP U.S. Senator Josh Hawley at the state fair in Sedalia. The confrontation correctly foreshadowed that the race between the two men would be contentious and personal.
Previous election violations in here.
We're going to do it again, man.
Let's debate.
Let's do it. We got all five, and I agreed to Fox News.
Let's go right over there. Let's go
right
now.
I'll see you on Fox
News,
bro.
You want to moderate?
We offered you a safe space.
Go for it.
But there was a bigger revelation in this scrum than just a debate over debates. At the state fair, Hawley said he no longer supported right to work, which bars unions and employers from requiring workers to pay dues as a condition of employment. This was a huge shift for Hawley, who previously supported the policy when he first ran for office in 2016. In 2017, then-Governor Eric Greitens signed right to work into law, but Missouri voters soundly repealed it in 2018. Illinois voters approved a constitutional amendment in 2022 that bars the state legislature or local governments from enacting right-to-work laws.
I don't think it's fair to ask union organizers to have to organize for people who are not paying union dues. When you get a union contract, it's for all the workers in the shop, in the organization. But if a bunch of those people don't pay dues, but yet they get the benefit of the contract, I just think that's not fair.
Coontz and his allies have sought to portray Hawley's comments as desperate pandering during an election year.
He's tried to remake himself an election year because he knows that taking away our rights is not something that people want, and he's scared about it.
Why are the teachers
You're scared about
me?
It. Do a real debate, man.
Most of Missouri's unions have been backing Coontz since he entered the race in early 2023. But not everybody is viewing Hawley's conversion on right to work as a bad thing. Billy Crow is a second-generation member of the St. Louis-based Sheet Metal Workers Union Local 36. Crow is also a Republican who opposes abortion rights, wants lower taxes, and supports stricter immigration laws. He sees Hawley's pro-union rhetoric as the next step in Republican outreach to union members.
The more Republicans that can see our point of view as union members, the better. And we want to keep right to work out, whether it's the county by county, the state by state, or a national right to work law. Like we you know, that's not a good thing for union members or for the country as a whole, as we believe.
Now, we should note here that organized labor is not this political monolith. For full disclosure, I belong to two service labor unions, Service Employees International Union and the Communications Workers of America. Both SEIU and CWA are backing Coontz in the fall. And when it comes to trade unions, many members are still very loyal to Democrats. In fact, Bernie Ryan, an electrician with the St. Louis-based International Brotherhood of Electrical Workers, says fans of GOP presidential nominee Donald Trump sometimes encounter hostility at work sites.
We see Trump people every day on the job. It's funny, though, because I was on a construction trailer one time where another electrician dared to defend Trump, and he got such an ass chewing that he was complaining to the general foreman that we were picking on him. And it was really kind of funny because they're supposed to be so brave and bold. And, you know, it was like he's going to crying to mom over it. A Trump voter in the electricians would know just to keep his mouth shut and save it for at home.
There are some tangible signs that members of trade unions are more amenable to Republicans, especially in Missouri. For instance, Democrats used to control almost all of the local and state-based offices in Jefferson County, which is home to scores of current and retired labor union members. Now they dominate politics there, as well as union strongholds like St. Genevieve and St. Francis counties, as well as some parts of South St. Louis County. Crow, the sheet metal workers union member from Arnold, just won a Republican primary for Jefferson County Council. Because he won that primary, he's strongly favored to win in November, which would not have been the case just a decade ago.
I mean, there's a lot more Republican union members than people realize, than especially than our leadership realizes. I think some good things can happen out of that especially if the Republican Party realizes that we're here and we want to support them. But there's just a couple key issues, particularly right to work, that they got to come around to us on.
Some trade union members may be shifting toward Republicans because they agree with the GOP on things like opposition to abortion rights and opposition to gun control. They may also back the Republican Party on restricting immigration or lowering taxes. And since Missouri is expected to remain a Republican-leaning state for the foreseeable future, unions are adapting. Jake West of the St. Louis-based Sheet Metal Workers says his union is willing to back Republicans who are with them on labor issues.
We have a saying around here is we support those who support us. So whether you're Democrat or Republican, if you support working class people and labor initiatives, those are the people that we're going to go out and support and make sure that we can try and do whatever we can to rally the membership around them.
In some respects, what's happening in Missouri aligns with national trends. Washington University sociology professor Jake Rosenfeld says Trump in particular helps shift blue-collar workers without college degrees toward the GOP, which could be why prominent Republicans like Holly are using explicitly pro-union messages to get support this year.
In terms of why you see GOP office holders softening its traditional anti-union stance, I think there are two major reasons. You have the changing class composition of our major political parties, including here in Missouri. As the GOP is grabbing more and more votes from non-college working class voters, some members like Holly are adopting stances more in line with those voters' economic interests. At the same time, this has been a kind of a now stubborn trend of the last couple of years. Unions poll quite well. You see union approval standing at right around 2/3 of Americans out there. They poll much better than any candidate for major office. So getting on the right side of them is smart politics.
But Republican inroads to organized labor may have a ceiling. For instance, the Missouri AFL-CIO endorsed Lieutenant Governor Mike Kehoe during the GOP primary. But that group is supporting Democrat Crystal Quaid in the general election because Kehoe wouldn't commit to vetoing right to work if he becomes governor. Right to work often provokes visceral disdain from union members like Wendy Ryder Fortell, a member of the St. Louis County-based Plumbers and Pipefitters Union, Local 562. She says right to work not only allows people to get the benefits of union representation without paying dues, but it could also lead to worse pay in the long run.
I'm getting more closer to retirement age, but I have a son who has just started out. He's a journeyman pipefitter. So the future generation, right to work would be horrible for them.
And union leaders are pretty skeptical about people like Holly, adding that they want to see his rhetoric matched with votes for their priorities. Rosenfeld, the Washington University sociology professor, says the real test could be if Holly and Democrat Kamala Harris win, and whether Holly will, for instance, vote for Harris's nominees to the National Labor Relations Board, or back federal legislation making it easier for workers to organize.
You know, saying you're a supporter of right to work, or you're no longer a supporter of right to work legislation, doesn't mean you are then going to turn around and vote on a major piece of legislation as it comes before you. And I'd say that so far, this kind of shift in rhetoric and in some cases action on the part of Hawley, J.D. Vance, Marco Rubio, some others, the action has remained largely in the realm of symbolic. But that's not to say that these words and limited actions don't matter. I think they provide space for others in the broader GOP umbrella to kind of break with longstanding party orthodoxy and support some pro-union positions.
The Missouri State Fair this year provided another piece of anecdotal evidence that Republicans have more work to do to attract members of organized labor. After the Koontz-Holly scrum ended, Holly was giving a speech across the street from the fairgrounds. Midway through, a group of union members interrupted him. And perhaps that small moment may showcase larger skepticism that Republicans like Holly are going to need to follow through on their pro-union rhetoric by supporting pro-union initiatives.
Today's episode was produced by Jason Rosenbaum.
Our audio engineer is Aaron Doerr. This podcast was mixed and edited by Aaron.
Our executive producer is Alex Hoyer.
St. Louis on the Air is a production of St. Louis Public Radio. Understanding starts here.
Do you find yourself regularly listening to episodes of St. Louis on the Air? Suggest us to a friend you think might enjoy our conversations. And leave us a review and rating on Apple Podcasts on the App Store. It's the simplest way to help people discover our show. Thanks.
St. Louis Public Radio is a member-supported service of the University of Missouri-St. Louis.